This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A super typhoon slammed into the eastern Philippines with ferocious winds early Sunday, with about a million people having to be evacuated. The main international airport in Manila has been closed. Typhoon Goni hit at dawn with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and gusts of 174 miles per hour. Philippine Weather Agency says it's blowing west toward densely populated regions, including Manila, and rain-soaked provinces still recovering from a typhoon that hit a week ago that killed at least 22. The military and national police, along with the Coast Guard and firefighters, have been put on full alert. About 1 million have been preemptively moved into shelters, mostly schools and government buildings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that the government is putting all of England under a month-long lockdown next week after being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will overwhelm hospitals in weeks without tough action. Johnson said in a televised news conference that the new measures will begin Thursday and last until December 2nd. Non-essential shops must close and people will only be allowed to leave home for a short list of reasons. Unlike during the UK's first lockdown, schools, universities and manufacturing businesses will stay open. The UK reported more than 21,900 new confirmed virus cases on Saturday. Portugal's government Saturday announced new lockdown restrictions from November 4th for most of the country, telling people to stay at home except for work, school, or shopping, and ordered companies to switch to remote working. A day after daily coronavirus infections hit a record high, the Prime Minister, Antonio Costa, said that the measures would cover 121 municipalities. This is VOA News. French police say a Greek Orthodox priest is recovering right now after being shot while closing his church in the city of Lyon. The city's prosecutor said police arrested an unarmed individual who resembled descriptions of the gunman. They are working to determine if he is, in fact, the assailant. A police official says the priest was shot in the abdomen with a hunting rifle and taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries Saturday. The motive for the shooting is still unclear. It happened 2 days after an Islamic extremist knife attack at a Catholic church in the city of Nice that killed three people, and amid tensions over a French newspaper's publication of caricatures mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Residents of Izmir flocked to parks for safety Saturday, staying away from homes damaged in Friday's earthquake in case more tremors occur. The quake hit western Turkey, killing at least 35 people, injured hundreds more. Rescue operations are continuing amid the rubble. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines and prone to earthquakes. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, paid tribute to James Bond actor Sir Sean Connery Saturday following his death at the age of 90. The politician described the film icon as one of the world's greatest actors in a home video released on the day of his death. Reflecting on Connery's Scottish roots, Sturgeon said the nation of Scotland is mourning one of the best-loved sons. The actor was best known for his role as a charismatic secret agent, James Bond, although he had humble beginnings in Scotland. The International Space Station was once a cramped, humid, puny three rooms when the first crew moved in. 20 years and 241 visitors later, the complex has a lookout tower, three toilets, six sleeping compartments, and 12 rooms. This is depending on how you count them. Monday marks 2 decades of a steady stream of people living there. Astronauts from 19 countries have floated through the space station hatches, including many repeat visitors who arrived on shuttles for short-term construction work and several tourists who paid their own way there. Recapping one of our top stories, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing that the government is in fact putting all of England under a month-long lockdown starting next week after being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will overwhelm hospitals in weeks if tough action is not taken. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.